WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Thank you. spelade för fyra och fem. Och Lucy Lilla spelade för konungen. Så men Lucy Lilla, så träder hon så lätt upp på tiljan. Det vore två herrar som lade ihop ett rå. Vad ska nu Lucy Lilla för spelandet få? Lucy Lilla, så träder hon så lätt upp på tiljan. Nån ska Lucy Lilla för spelandet få, ty hon ska aldrig jungfru ifrån syra gå. Lucy Lilla, så träder hon så lätt upp på tiljan.
De texto pidiéndome que apruebe una transferencia bancaria que no realicé. Seguramente tú también recibes mensajes como este. Gran parte de nuestras vidas está en internet, desde el correo electrónico hasta la cuenta bancaria. A fin de asegurarme que mi información estaba protegida, visité el sitio web Secure Our World de CESA para aprender pasos sencillos para mantenerme segura en línea. Ahora sé cómo protegerme de los estafadores y tú también puedes aprender. Dirígete a CESA en cisa.gov/secureourworld para más consejos.
We'll be right back. WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org. Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
But in fact, this is a class society, and you could start a history of the United States with that sentence. The history of the United States is a history of class struggle. And it would be absolutely accurate. But can you imagine somebody writing, a textbook on American history for our very vulnerable students and starting off talking about our history being a history of class struggle? Can you imagine any major publisher publishing a book like that? With that first sentence? Would it take very long for the publisher to go through that manuscript before rejecting it? And yet, it is an absolutely true statement.
That's Howard Zinn, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Howard Zinn on A People's History of the United States, part two of a special two-part program. You want to read a real history book? Matt Damon asks Robin Williams in the movie Good Will Hunting. Read Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States. That book will knock you on your ass. Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States has sold more than 2 million copies, and it keeps on selling. His close friend Noam Chomsky said, "The book changed the consciousness of a generation." Zinn's history from below was to foreground, as he said, the countless small actions of unknown people. It was a sharp departure from the traditional focus on great men, presidents, generals, leaders, etc. His unorthodox approach presented the past stripped of its myths and propaganda. Howard Zinn, professor emeritus at Boston University, was perhaps this country's premier radical historian. He was born in Brooklyn in 1922. His parents, poor immigrants, were constantly moving to stay, as he once told me, one step ahead of the landlord. After high school, he went to work in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. During World War II, he saw combat duty as an Air Force bombardier. After the war, he went to Columbia University on the GI Bill. He was an active figure in the civil rights movement. He was among the first to oppose U.S. aggression in Indochina. A principled opponent of imperialism and militarism, he was an advocate of nonviolent civil disobedience. He spoke and marched against the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Always ready to lend a hand, he believed in and practiced solidarity. Witty, erudite, generous, and loved by many the world over, Howard Zinn, friend and teacher, passed away in 2010. This archival program was recorded at Reed College in Portland, Oregon. And now, Howard Zinn.
As you know, the Founding Fathers were not a multicultural group. No women, no Native Americans, no blacks, and virtually no poor people. There was a 55, 53 maybe, 53 and a half rich white men who, as Charles Beard put it rightly, despite all the criticism he took for saying this, reflected the interests of the propertied classes. A strong central government was set up to protect the interests of the slave owners and the interests of the merchants and the interests of the bondholders. A country that would be able to move westward and protect the people who moved westward, who expanded into Indian lands,